I had the good fortune of being brought up Catholic, but living in a neighborhood where two doors down, it was a Jewish family and a boy 2 years younger than me and another 2 years older. And this poem is kind of dedicated to the younger one. It's called Losing Control of the Toad. Down by the duck pond at Greenbrook Park, where we'd go summer evening to catch hop toads, holding them between thumb and finger so they couldn't soil our skin and give us warts, I told my 5-year-old playmate Howard Gollum, "You killed Christ." I was simply passing on the indictment handed down by Sister Anne at catechism. The Jews, she declared, crucified Jesus. Howie was a Jew. Ergo, though that word never crossed my mind, he was as guilty as Judas or Barabbas or Pontius Pilate or the dirty rat who hammered in the nails. Howie denied the charge so vehemently that I lost control of the toad, which peed all over my hands, and we both ran crying to our mothers. Later that year, as we played Sorry in the glimmer of my Christmas tree, the toads of summer having hopped off stage to make way for elves and angels, Howie got even with me, big time, divulging the dark secret his father never dreamed would find its way to little Gentile ears. There is no Santa Claus. It was Gooderdamer rung all over again. Howie was even more certain Santa didn't exist than he was that he hadn't murdered Jesus Christ. "My dad's a Jew," he cried triumphantly. "And it's against the law for Jews to lie."